No, I mean Eric. Say hi to Nate.
Oh, hey Nate.
You don't have to, Eric. You're the boss.
Why are you trying to force a friendship, man? Just let it happen organically.
Well, oh, I forgot. Organic's too expensive.
Not in relationships. And I'll say this: as long as you're going to marry
an organic woman.
No, Bobby Portis, and I'm going to marry Brett Bielema. Let's see if we can get Eric and Nate together. Just saying.
Fair enough.
Anyway, all right. So, Nate, Sync Weekly, kind of a sad story going into the Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks for cheering us down, Cowboy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, it's our effort to add a little bit more news to the mix. And I think, in all seriousness, Erica Sweeney did a great job on this piece. The story is about the working poor in Central Arkansas. She takes a look at six different people and their plights to make ends meet. And you're right. I mean, I think the initial reaction when I read this, it really makes you feel bad. I feel you talked about what you're thankful for Thanksgiving. Obviously, I feel very blessed to have a house and food and a family. And, you know, not everybody has that. And you don't think about that every day. You don't think about when you go into Target that the person that's waiting on you or at the fast food restaurant may not be getting enough hours to make ends meet or getting paid enough. And it's something that we kind of bring that to light. We also, there's a story in here about the minimum wage and how it, the federal minimum wage and the different figures across the country. I thought Erica did a magnificent job. She's our new news editor, and we'll be doing a lot more pieces like this. It took her a long time to gather these people up and tell their story. So it is a little bit of a, you know, a downer, but I think it's something that people need to know, that there are people in our community that are fighting, scratching, clawing to try to make a living.
Hey, here's a story about a guy that started getting schooling, and I'm not sure what happened, how he got sidetracked, but he's 56 and he's 22 hours shy of a marketing degree.
Which yeah, couldn't afford it. He had to.
Couldn't afford not to have a job, I guess is what he
means. Right.
By that.
Yeah,
not afford, can't afford the school because you can take out school loans. Certainly,
yeah.
But,
yeah. He had to work. Yeah, and didn't have.
It's a tough deal. Here's my thing about minimum wage, and I'm all for it, and I know it passed in Arkansas, and that's good. You know, and some of my most conservative friends who own businesses said they were in favor of the minimum wage being raised. However, I will say this, my opinion, just my opinion, I'm not running for office, and my opinion is worth, you know, 50 cents maybe, but
maybe
you're not supposed to stay there. I mean, that's minimum wage is not where you're supposed to stay. I mean, that's not the goal. The goal is to find other opportunities and be,
right.
You know, you want to get educated. You want to get the, and again, it's such a competitive thing. I was reading a thing on the airplane this morning, and it said 50% of Washington, D.C. residents have a college degree at minimum.
50%?
50%.
Yeah.
And of D.C., that doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't me either, but I'm saying it's a competitive world you live in. It's just hard. That's a bare minimum anymore, you know? So
absolutely.
Anyway, but that's a great story. And you do feel for folks who haven't gotten ahead or haven't been able to or whatever. I mean, I'm sure we know, everybody knows somebody that's got a big family, and none of them have ever graduated from college, so it's not like it's the craziest thing.
I was the first person. You realize mother, father, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins.
Nobody.
To graduate from college.
Thank God you had a jump shot.
I wouldn't win.
What Probably would you be doing? Not. What do you think? What was your backup plan? Basketball didn't work out.
Backup plan. When was I supposed to come up with that?
When it didn't work out.
In high school?
Unfortunately, it never happened. No, but I mean, did you ever think about what you wanted to do for a living outside of basketball?
Well, I could have joined the long line of cemetery workers like my grandfather, my father, my cousins.
You could do worse. What, you too good to dig ditches?
The world needs cemetery diggers, too.
That's what I was about. Listen,
I'd rather be an embalmer.
Listen, people think it's a dying business. No, cemetery's always there.
Hey, that's foolproof.
People are dying to get in. I don't know why they have a fence around.
Look, that's
place.
One of those gigs.
That's cemetery humor.
That's like hairstyling. I'm like, people are always going to need their haircut. You're always going to need to bury people. I mean, there's certain things.
It's a little cemetery humor.
And dead people can't say no.
That's true.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
Hey, you know what?
That is very taboo in the cemetery world, Matty T.
Well, how would he know?
Don't talk about that.
Matty T, I'll say, he doesn't run in those circles. I'll say this, Matty T. They never complain. You get a bad haircut, you're going to hear about it.
That's right. Right.
But you bury somebody wrong, hey, they're not going to say anything about it. That's one good thing.
Let me tell you, I've witnessed some gruesome things in the cemetery, buddy.
Tell me a bad story.
Well, there was a time, you know, people have these personal mausoleums, like family mausoleums, very small kind of concrete structures. They put just family members in there. Well, one time, one of the undertakers didn't quite do an embalming job the way he should have, and everything leaked out. You didn't get all the blood out. I mean, it was one of the. Oh, yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that smell? It's Uncle Charlie. Nate, what else is in here? How about some, what'd you have for food reviews today?
Well, now I'm hungry.
Yeah. No way. Yeah.
Hey, it's the cemetery biz, boys.
Hey, that's real life.
Take it.
That's real life. You guys over there in your little champagne cocktails with your pinkies out, that's real life, boys. That's real life. Have a taste of it. Anyway, what else you got?
Well, on the dining part, there's a restaurant over in Lakewood Village called Cilantro's. It's a local restaurant, local Mexican place. Decor is kind of over the top, kind of like the Rainforest Cafe, but it's got a big menu, a lot of cheese dip, a lot of cheese dishes. That kind of, you know, there's the check marks of things that you got to have to be successful in the Little Rock Mexican food market. And according to Emily, they've got all those criteria met. And she thinks it's a really good place to eat lunch. It's going to be pretty inexpensive. Get in and get out. A lot of people, it seems like, in North Little Rock that work in that area are frequenting it for lunch. So just sounds like a solid Mexican food option, particularly if you're in North Little Rock. And maybe you don't go from Midtown Little Rock over there, but certainly if you're working over there, you live in that area, it's a good place to grab some Mexican food or a dinner and some drinks, too. We've got a pretty good cocktail menu, margaritas and such.
Two things about Cilantro's. It's our second favorite spice next to David Basil. And
yeah. Two good ones.
Jerry Seinfeld once said, I don't know, but I don't think more flan is the answer. Well, you know what? I disagree. And I see in the picture that they have flan.
Traditional flan, yes.
Traditional flan, which is the best kind of flan.
It's the best kind of flan.
You can have your fancy untraditional flan, but not me. I'm old school when it comes to flan eating, my friend. Old school.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to Barrett Salee of BleacherReport.com. Hey, Eric Johnson, Mr. Verizon, we'll see if Barrett Salee, football expert guy, agrees with your take on the Iron Bowl. Now, I will warn you, he tries to stay impartial, but he's an Auburn graduate. So he has his feelings. I think he's probably going to pick Alabama, too. They are almost a 10-point favorite. So,
and we only have 30 minutes for somebody to win this phone.
We still haven't given this phone away? Still there.
I want it.
We haven't.
Somebody's going to have to rig the prize machine.
The Kyocera Brigadier.
There you go, Matty T.
Oh, Matt.
I looked it up. It looks nice.
Oh, that was nice.
Are you kidding me? I ran this over with my tank. Didn't hurt it a bit. It's incredible. $700 value.
You drive a Chrysler 300.
At least. Somewhere between 700 and 7,000.
Yes.
Right. So there you go. Hey, when we come back, we will be joined by Barrett Salee. We are at Z Wireless on Dave Ward Drive. What's the address again?
2501.
I knew it earlier. I forgot.
2501.
2501 Dave Ward Drive in Conway, Arkansas. Be back in un momento. Stay tuned for Barrett Salee.
This is SportsCenter.